Go to riverpass.com now for tickets. Okay, test, 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 test. Test, test, test. Testing, testing, testing. All right. All right.
Sacramento Rivercats Baseball. Today's game is brought to you by Sutter Health, Cache Creek, and Pep City. Now, with all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the Sacramento Rivercats, Johnny Dosko.
Well, Johnny Dosko has the night off from radio. He's wearing makeup because he's on TV tonight, so yours truly will fill in. My name is Tim Roy, and I'm the voice of the Golden State Warriors, but formerly in the past, I've been a television voice here of the Sacramento Rivercats. And so it's great to be back. Rivercats taking on the Reno Aces in Game 5 of their six-game series. These two teams are a mirror image of each other record-wise, with Reno tops in the PCL West, the Pacific Coast League, with a record of 68-53. Sacramento has a record of 53-68. On the mound tonight for Sacramento is Wei Jie Hong, who will be getting the start. Has not allowed an earned run in his last 15 innings. And he is a guy that they really hope to get a good four innings out of tonight or more. Season high has been a four-inning stint. He's got a record on the season of 0-2, ERA of 5.31. He's thrown 42 innings, allowed 43 hits. And he has walked at 24 and struck out 55. For the Reno Aces and their manager, Bill Velasquez, leading off and playing second base, Giancarlo Cintron. Batting second, the center fielder, Corbin Carroll. He's got certainly big leagues written all over him. Wilmer Defoe is the shortstop. He's batting third. The right fielder is Dominic Canzone batting fourth. Buddy Kennedy, the third baseman, batting fifth. Dominic Maroglio will hit sixth and catch Jose Herrera is the hitter. He's hitting seventh. Jake Hager playing first base, hitting eighth. And Camden Dzenak will hit ninth and play left field. And it is Cintron hitting 376. Right-handed batter digs in. Emil Jimenez calling balls and strikes tonight, or showing us what the balls and strikes are with the automatic strike zone. Cody Clark at first, and the crew chief Alex McKay at third. And the first pitch by Hong is over the middle and the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike. Glad to be with you. It's always great to be back here at the ballpark at Sutter Health Park. It's just a perfect night for baseball. The second to last Saturday night home game of the year. Took something off that one, and way ahead of it was Cintron, and that's going to be an 0-2 count staring him. For yours truly, it's my first game working with a pitch clock, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how that affects the game. Already seems the game picking up in pace. Pitch misses inside. The count goes 1-2. Well, last night, an exciting night here at Sutter Health Park. A walk-off grand slam for the win for Sacramento in 10 innings. That's why you love the game. Fastball high and away. And the count now draws even. Two balls and two strikes. That one a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Hong with the glove held high in front of the face. Steps back with his left foot. Deliberate motion. Kick in the air. And a swing and a miss. Strike three. Cintron is out. And there's one down in the Reno first. So Cobin Carroll, 294. Seven home runs. 22 runs batted in. Stands in. He just crushed one a couple of nights ago. But then had a much different evening last night. He was 0 for 5 last night. Took a first pitch for a ball. Second one out of the way. That's a fastball high and away. Two balls and no strikes. From Lakeside High School in Seattle, Washington. Committed to play ball at UCLA, but was picked by the Diamondbacks. Has a good eye, looks at a pitch away. So now Hong behind 3-0 here. He rocks and deals the pitch. That is a foul tip. 3-1. Sunshine in straightaway right field, but cut off a little bit toward the corner. Sunshine goes all the way out to left center field. The rest of the park in shadow, at least for the players. Low and inside is the fastball, and Carroll draws a walk. A five-pitch walk. So one on, one out here in the top of the first inning. Reno with black tops with white letters outlined in red, gray pants, sort of that Diamondback burgundy stripe coming down the left side. Wilmer Defoe, the shortstop, wears his socks up high. Left-hander batting, hits a ground ball to first. The throw to second for one and back to first, and that's not in time as Defoe beat it out. It was a low throw from Hager down at first. Over to the shortstop. And that, of course, is Dixon Machado, the Venezuelan. He had to backhand it, and that gave just enough time for Defoe to beat it out. Dominic Canzone, the right fielder for Reno, stands in. Sacramento trying to get a win here and set up the end of the series tomorrow. 1-0-5 first pitch. Around to the right side for the left-handed hitting Canzone. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. Defoe leading off at first with a decent sized lead. Cintron Kennedy in the infield. This ball is popped up, foul. It's going to go out of the play into the stands. So the count now 0-2, two out, one on. We're in the top of the first inning. Hong delivers. It's low. Nice block behind home plate by Knapp. Vossler, Dean, and Ramos left to right. Proctor at third. Machado at short. Curzon at first. Mercedes over at first base. Curzon second, I should say. Hong and Knapp, the battery. Oh, breaking pitch way out in front and striking out his Canzone. Nice way to finish off the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left through a half inning, and there is no score.
Hi, Johnny Dosco here. You know how much powerful technology it takes to bring the Sacramento Rivercats game to life? That's why we partner with Consolidated Communications, our official broadband provider for the Rivercats. Consolidated brings us blazing fast fiber internet that never fails so we can connect to the cloud, stream video, power voice systems, and deliver Wi-Fi to 14,000 fans at our stadium. All at once, ready to power up your business? Call 844-YOUR-CCI or go to consolidated.com.
At Tri-County's Bank, something great happens when you switch to better banking. You feel welcomed. We listen and then offer the solutions you need. We ensure your accounts, direct deposits, and mobile banking are good to go. And with access to over 32,000 surcharge-free ATMs, plus branches throughout Northern and Central California, we're here whenever you need us. It's easy to switch to better banking. I'm Branch Manager Janelle Ambries, and this is Service with Solutions. Tri-County's Bank, member FDIC.
Take me out to Cache Creek Casino Resort. Take me out with the fun crowd. Let's head to the tables, chips in a stack. I don't care if we ever get back. We'll root, root, root for a winning hand. Then dine and dance the night away. For a Cache Creek Casino Resort, this is your time to come out and play. Cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort, proud partner of our Sacramento Rivercats.
Summer's in full swing. Remember, Smudge peak hours are 5 to 8 p.m. weekdays when electricity use is the highest. Shift some of your electricity usage to mid and off-peak hours when it costs less and renewable energy is plentiful. It's good for your bill, protects the environment, and helps our community, too. Let's work together to save energy this summer. Learn more at smud.org/timeofday.
To the bottom of the first we go, and Sacramento in their Marvel uniforms with the multicolored design, number in gold on the back, or it looks like the beak. If you had a base color too, you'd probably say it was orange. Rivercats leading off with Austin Dean, the center fielder, leading off. And then batting second, have Jason Krizan, the second baseman. Dre Jameson with a live arm on the mound for Reno. His first pitch fastball is over for a strike. Yermin Mercedes will bat third, play first. Jason Vossler in the cleanup position tonight. And a swing and a miss as Jameson takes something off that one. Dean out ahead. Elliot Ramos, the right fielder. Followed by the hitter, Willie Calhoun. Andrew Knapp, the catcher. Ford Proctor at third, and Dixon Machado batting ninth and a shortstop. Off the end of the bat for Dean. Tough play over third for Kennedy. The throw, though, snapped over to first base. And Dean is retired. So one out. And Jason Krizan, the left-handed batting second baseman, will stand in for Sacramento. First pitch in this game was at 6:40. It's 86 degrees, but I say it's a perfect night. Fans out of the burn, right fielder in sun, but pretty soon everybody will be in shade and very, very comfortable. Again, starting off with a fastball, cuts over the heart of the plate, and Krizan behind 0-1. That one 93 on the gun. Dre Jameson rocks the deals. This is hit high. This is hit deep. It's toward the right field corner, and it is gone into the bullpen. A home run for Jason Krizan, and the Rivercats go on top 1-0. That one hit high, and for a moment, Canzone thought he might have a shot at it, but it just kept going and going. And Crisad comes up with the home run. That is his 10th home run of the year, his 38th RBI, and the Rivercats on the board first, always a good thing. Your mean Mercedes, who's hit 7 home runs on the year, grounds one foul down the third base side. That one has to be run down by the left fielder, Duzenek, in foul territory. So Mercedes settles back in. Jameson throws, line drive, right center field. This is not going to be caught. It's going to roll all the way to the 380 side. Mercedes digging into second base. He's got a double. So the Rivercats with back-to-back extra base hits. Jason Vosler will stand in. Hitting only 226, but he does have 14 home runs. Has 36 RBIs on the season. Robert Cabrera, the third base coach for the Rivercats, making sure that Mercedes sees him. Swing and a miss by Vosler on the first pitch. Looked like a breaking pitch for a strike. So the Rivercats threatening to put up a crooked number here in the bottom of the first. The set and the pitch from Jameson, who's 5-9 on the year. This is roped to left center field. Moving over is Carroll. He can't get it. Bounces off the wall. Mercedes will score easily. It's 2-0 Rivercats on a double by Jason Vosler. Back-to-back doubles in the first that follow a home run. And the Rivercats rallying early here. Jameson has thrown 98 innings for the Aces. 118 hits given up. 5-9, as I mentioned, the record. The ERA is 6.50, but this is the PCL. That's not necessarily a horrendous ERA. He's got a man in scoring positions and misses outside. Looked like a cutter to Elliot Ramos. Giants brought him up and trying to work a little bit on the mechanics on his body that put him in position to hit the ball. So he's working on that in what has been a disappointing summer of 2022. Ground ball to the right side. Citron over to his left, spins and throws, and Ramos is retired, but an old school out because it moves the runner over to third. Hitting behind the runner is not something you see a lot of these days, but Ramos got that. So now Vosler can score on a single, obviously. He can score on a wild pitch or a balk. Not necessarily monumental here, but, you know, little things do add up. The hitter is Willie Calhoun. Was announced wearing 19, but he's wearing 14 tonight. Looks at one on the outside half for a strike. Hitting 268, 9 homers, 36 runs batted in. Slightly open stance. I should say slightly. It is an open stance. Left foot back of the back line. The left-hander swings and might have just gotten a piece of it, but either way, it's strike two. So down 0-2, two out in the first. Rivercats on top, 2-0. Jameson to the belt, stops, kicks and throws, and that's strike three. Calhoun swings right through it, but the Rivercats get on top. They scored 2 runs. They had 3 hits, including the home run by Jason Crisan. No errors and 1 man left on base. We're done with 1, and the Rivercats on top by count 2-0.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Rivercats fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They are naturally high in protein, are gluten-free, and vegan. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts at the ballpark, as well as in the produce department of your favorite supermarket. Enjoy today and at your next ball game. Hampton.
Second inning of work. That's the first time he's got somebody looking. Dominic Maroglio will stand in, the catcher hitting from the right side. Swings on the first pitch, looped it out to right center field, driven there, and it drops in for a base hit. Maroglio takes a turn, takes a look, and heads back to first base. So the Bishop O'Dowd product gets a base hit. He's on here with one out in the second inning. Bishop O'Dowd, for those who don't know, high school in Oakland. Played quarterback there under Hardy Nickerson. So one on, one out. Jose Herrera, who is the hitter tonight for Reno. Hong sets and deals here, and it's a fastball over for a strike. He has been getting ahead of the hitters for the most part, with the exception of Corbin Carroll, who he walked. He was behind 3-0 there, the second batter. But the rest, he's been getting first-pitch strikes. Doesn't even look at the runner. Line drive caught at second base. Easy 4-3 double play, and the inning is over. Maroglio caught off the first base bag, and the aces go down. After a one-out base hit, we're done with an inning and a half. 2-0, Sacramento.
Hi, Johnny Dosco here. Do you know how much powerful technology it takes to bring the Sacramento Rivercats game to life? That's why we partner with Consolidated Communications, our official broadband provider for the Rivercats. Consolidated brings us blazing fast fiber internet that never fails so we can connect to the cloud, stream video, power voice systems, and deliver Wi-Fi to 14,000 fans in our stadium all at once. Ready to power up your business? Call 844-YOUR-CCI or go to consolidated.com.
Summer's in full swing. Remember, Smudge peak hours are 5 to 8 p.m. weekdays when electricity use is the highest. Shift some of your electricity usage to mid and off-peak hours when it costs less and renewable energy is plentiful. It's good for your bill, protects the environment, and helps our community, too. Let's work together to save energy this summer. Learn more at smud.org/timeofday.
Take me out to Cash Creek Casino Resort. Take me out with the fun crowd. Let's head to the tables, chips in a stack. I don't care if we ever get back. We'll root, root, root for a winning hand. Then dine and dance the night away. For a Cash Creek Casino Resort, this is your time to come out and play. Cash in at Cash Creek Casino Resort, proud partner of our Sacramento Rivercats.
Like most backseat drivers, I'm all about safety. Dad, pothole.
Got it.
So Les Schwab tires makes my job easy. With services like brakes, steering, and alignment. Those cheap tire centers just throw on tires, and that's it. Now, I'm not telling people how to do their job. Linger. I'm just glad Les Schwab takes safety as seriously as me.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Les Schwab tires. Celebrating 70 years of doing the right thing.
It's in park, right?
Back at Sutter Health Park, Tim Roy with you. We're now into the bottom of the second inning. Rivercats on top 2-0. Looks like the Aces might have something going when Jake Hager's line drive left the bat, but it went right to Krizan, the second baseman. Krizan, rather, who throws over to Mercedes, and that was that. Andrew Knapp will lead off for Sacramento. Catcher played a little bit last night. 11 home runs, 33 runs batted in for now. Jameson starts with a breaking pitch. Boy, that really came high in the clock, if you will, over for strike one. Andrew Knapp has a great gig in AAA. About half hour from here in Roseville. Swing. Foul tipped it into the glove. And it's behind 0-2. It's always nice to be able to have, you know, family and friends. You don't want, and for him, it's with the way the PCA schedule is set up, he goes on the road, comes back home for a stint, and grounds this one foul, first base side. Count holding it 0-2. Some players don't like that. Some players don't like playing in front of family and friends all that much. Put a little too much pressure on themselves. Jameson in inning number two in his night throws a fastball high to make it 1-2. Mentioned about the ERAs in this league. It's always been a hitter's league, and no more so than this year. Salt Lake with the best team ERA at 4.82. Knapp swings and misses on the fourth pitch sent his way, and he is out number one of the second. Second strikeout for Jameson, in fact, has struck out the last two Rivercats. In fact, in the PCL, seven of the 10 teams have team ERAs of five or over. Albuquerque, which, of course, they have a ballpark where everything flies, their team ERA is 6.72. Fouling away the first offering is Ford Proctor, the third baseman. For the Rivercats, wearing their Marvel tops with the white pants. Outfield straight away for Proctor, who's had four home runs and six runs batted in. Infielder who can also catch and batting the left side takes a changeup over for a strike. And let me tell you, if you can catch, that's going to add your chances of making a big league roster, having that kind of versatility. On the 0-2, he grounds it to the right side in the shift. Cintron is there, tosses over to Hager. Proctor retired 4-3. Two out in the second. Coming up for the Rivercats, the number nine hitter in the order, Dixon Machado. One ball, two strikes. Pitch number 26 from Jameson misses low and away. Those who cover the Aces say he has very good stuff, a lively arm, good fastball, but can get a little fastball happy every now and then. Breaky pitch, looped to right center field, coming over Canzone. He's there in plenty of time and grabs it for out number three. Rivercats retired in order in the second. It's 2-0 Sacramento as we go to the third.
Rivercats fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They are naturally high in protein, are gluten-free, and vegan. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts at the ballpark, as well as in the produce department of your favorite supermarket. Enjoy today and at your next ball game. Hampton Farms, in the shell, gets you in the game.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Higher education wasn't built for me.
It didn't care that I was juggling work and school.
Didn't care that my kid's dance recital fell on test day.
It's their deadlines, and if you can't hit those, you're out of luck.
At WGU, we hear you. That's why we've built an entire online university around you. Here, you set the deadlines. You take courses on your time, and you take the tests when you're ready. WGU, the nonprofit university of you. Learn more at wgu.edu.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, it costs nothing to be kind. In fact, it actually pays. By donating plasma at BioLife Plasma Services, your kindness enables someone else to live more fully. And just imagine the difference you could make if you take the compensation you could earn in the first month and donate it to your favorite charity, or buy a school teacher's supplies, or donate to your local food bank. BioLife, there's purpose in your plasma. Go to BioLifePlasma.com to learn more. Tim Roy filling in for Johnny Dosko tonight. Johnny's on the TV side with Sacramento legend Steve Sachs. We're in the top of the third inning. And the Rivercats on top, 2-0, thanks to a home run, followed by back-to-back doubles in the first. And a first-pitch strike for Jake Hager. 21 pitches so far for Wei Jie Hong. 14 of those have been strikes. Like a little bit of a breaking pitch, but missed that one inside. Hong has actually been really good since coming back after being on the injured list. This is with a fastball low, and it's 2 balls and a strike. He has not allowed an earned run since being put in the rotation on August the 3rd. 2-1, oh, beautiful changeup out in front. Hager is hitting .237 on the year, 3 homers, 31 RBIs, the first baseman for the Aces. Hong steps back with that left foot, kicks high in the air and delivers. It's fouled away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Since August the 3rd, Hong has 14 strikeouts. The opponents are only batting .188 against him in 13 innings. Fastball hit hard to right field, sharply hit a base hit. Coming up quickly was Ramos, and Hager leads off the third with a single. Kevin Duzanek, the left fielder for Rito, the first place team in the PCL West with a very good record of 68 wins and 53 losses. Hong with a runner at first. Doesn't look, and pitch is taken for a strike. All the rules that baseball is doing right now, trying to improve the pace of the game. The automatic strike and ball call, the umpires are informed of the call, and they adjust. Pitch on the inside half, that's a strike, and quickly, Hong ahead 0-2. Throw over a couple times to first. With the runner on, you can only step off a couple of times. So it's designed to quicken the pace of play. This is hit high, but foul down the left field line. It had distance, but just yanked foul. The count will hold, which I have no problem with. I know some of the purists will have a little bit of an issue of some of the rule changes and things they're trying to do, and of course, get extra innings. Now everybody lines up with a runner at second. But, you know, having worked in the NBA for most of my adult life, I can honestly say that they're always looking at the game and trying to make it better. And I think this is a good step for baseball to do this stuff at the minor league level. A fly ball to right field. Ramos to his right, backs up and makes a one-handed grab. Retreating to first is Hager. So now Hong will go through the Aces in his second time through the order. As the leadoff hitter, Giancarlo Cintron, will come up, hitting .376 on the year. And you also have to face the fact when you're looking at professional sports that we're in a different era now. You know, kids don't digest information like, you know, when I was a kid or when you were a kid. Fastballs hit foul toward the Rivercats dugout, bounces away. You know, as a father of two, I can tell you that my kids, who are both in their 20s, you know, they don't digest baseball the way, you know, I did and my friends did. You know, they're not poring over batting averages and numbers. One on, one out. Top of the third inning, 2-0. Line drive, third base, snapped out of the air by Proctor. Moving to his right, there's two down. So the bottom line of the point I was trying to get to is just that. I think it's great that baseball is doing this. I think it's great that they're looking at the game and trying to make the game more appealing, not just to those who love baseball, like those of you who are listening I'm sure do, but for those who maybe haven't discovered the joys of baseball. Corbin Carroll, hitting for the left side, walked in the first inning and was stranded there. Looks at a pitch high and away. Hager over at first for Reno, being held on by Mercedes. Shift the infield. Machado on the right field side of second base, and way off the bag is Proctor. He's playing actually maybe a shortstop, maybe a little in for a shortstop. Pop up out of play. And it's one ball and one strike. Two down. By the way, with the sun going down now, it is an absolutely perfect night. Not only for the ball game, but for the fireworks afterwards. Always a great show. 1-1 pitch. That's a little bit high. Two balls and one strike. It's home game number 65 on the season. Game 122. Hong with the set. Runner going. Hard ground ball in the shift, making the play. Krizan throws to first, and the inning is over. Well, the Aces get ahead, but they leave one. We go to the bottom of the third, and it is still Rivercats 2 and Reno nothing.
Hi, Johnny Dosko here. You know how much powerful technology it takes to bring a Sacramento Rivercats game to life? That's why we partner with Consolidated Communications, our official broadband provider for the Rivercats. Consolidated brings us blazing fast fiber internet that never fails so we can connect to the cloud, stream video, power voice systems, and deliver Wi-Fi to 14,000 fans in our stadium. All at once. Ready to power up your business? Call 844-YOUR-CCI or go to consolidated.com.
Summer's in full swing. Remember, Smudge peak hours are 5 to 8 p.m. weekdays when electricity use is the highest. Shift some of your electricity usage to mid and off-peak hours when it costs less and renewable energy is plentiful. It's good for your bill, protects the environment, and helps our community, too. Let's work together to save energy this summer. Learn more at smud.org/timeofday.
Did you know that on average, employees spend 30% of the day searching for information? KBA Document Solutions, an official sponsor of Sacramento Rivercats, brings expertise, innovation, and technology to work together so your team can get things done faster. Discover quality and reliability with industry-leading copiers, printers, and scanners. Contact KBA Document Solutions today for all your office technology and document solutions needs and take your team's productivity to the next level. Call us at 916-545-1770.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of three. Sacramento 2, Reno nothing. Austin Dean played for Memphis and the St. Louis Cardinals. Leads off for the Rivercats. Grounds one on the left side. That's gobbled up by Kennedy. Over to Hager for the Aces. And Dean retired 5-3, as he was, to lead off the first inning for the Rivercats. Jason Krizan stands in, had his 10th home run of the year in the first. And that got the Rivercats going scoring-wise. Krizan from Austin, Texas. I was just there last week, and looks at a first pitch strike. Not by my choice, mind you, but was flying from Atlanta to Dallas to do a show, and boy, the weather was so bad in Dallas, everybody got diverted somewhere else, and our plane ended up on the tarmac in Austin for a couple of hours. Pitch misses away, a ball and a strike. That's just some of the inconveniences of traveling when there's some weather. 1-1. Changeup. Had Krizan out in front. He just got a piece of it and fouled it to the left side. Just cut the heart of the plate with that delivery. Making a ball and a strike. He's behind 2-0, but he's thrown 33 pitches, 27 of them for strikes. So once he got through the first four batters, he has been all business. This one is fouled away, right field side. Lands in the stands where a youngster is making a run at it. 1-2. Bottom of the third inning. Staying alive, Mercedes wasn't sure about it, but wasn't going to let it get by him, so he just reached out and just kind of slapped at it, fouled it back into the screen. A step or so, slight for 2022. In today's baseball, velocity off the bat, people looking for the big hit. Before, you could tell defensive swing for a single. Now, sometimes, even that one, a really big swing, but the ball didn't go all that far. Jason Vossler doubled with an RBI in the first, fouls away the first pitch here. It was Krizan with a home run. Double by Mercedes and a double by Vossler. They were well struck, both of them, that back in the first inning. We're at the bottom of the third, 2-0. Sacramento on top of Reno. Tim Roy filling in for Johnny Dosko. 0-1, that's topped foul, first base side. This one a little shorter than the other as it bounces off the rail in front of the Aces dugout. Next inning, we might see some people start warming, depending on pitch counts. Strategies. Fouling it out of play is Vossler. Three pitches, three foul balls. Looks down to third base where Cabrera is. Cabrera turns his back like to say, hey, it's two out. You got two strikes. You have the bat. Jameson's fastball is fouled away against same spot. He's hit three foul of the four foul balls in this at bat, all pulled foul down the right field line and all right toward the Aces dugout. Left foot on the back line of the batter's box. Right foot pointed out a little bit to the right of second base, holds the bat high. A pair of white gloves as Jameson fires one in, swinging them as strike three, and the inning is over. River Cats with a base hit. They leave one. We are done with three, and the River Cats still lead 2-0.
So how did you sleep last night? Did you toss and turn? Were you wide awake at 3 a.m.? When your alarm went off, were you still exhausted? If you yawn all day, your mattress may be to blame. You spend about a third of your life sleeping, so you really owe it to yourself to improve your sleeping environment with a new mattress. R.C. Willey's experts will help you find the right mattress to help you get the sleep you need. Plus, top brands are in stock for immediate delivery. Visit R.C. Willey today and put an end to your sleepless nights.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
No way. Is it really you? You're the one who bundled their home, auto, RV, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? Hold on. Let me grab my friends. Hey, guys, check it out. It's the one who saved the money.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This should be 8x7.
When it comes to closets, Janita's home organization business runs tip-top tidy.
Is the schedule right? I'm gonna need help.
But she needs to reorganize and find a new assistant.
I know, it's your last week, but can you make sure the handsome pantry's wrapped?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We constantly advance the idea of what an equipment rental company could do for its customers through unmatched customer solutions, uncompromising customers by Buddy Kennedy, the third baseman. Of course, never mind that Dave Brundage, the manager, has had to juggle 90 players, he told us before the game. Ball, one strike, one out, and one on.
Deliver Wi-Fi to 14,000 fans in our stadium, all at once. Ready to power up your business? Call 844-YOUR-CCI or go to consolidated.com.
Summer's in full swing. Remember, Smud's peak hours are 5 to 8 p.m. weekdays when electricity use is the highest. Shift some of your electricity usage to mid and off-peak hours when it costs less and renewable energy is plentiful. It's good for your bill, protects the environment, and helps our community, too. Let's work together to save energy this summer.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.
Getting production. Absolutely crucial for this team this year. Pitch is low and in the dirt. So Jameson is ahead. Now has the count even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Proctor steps out for a moment. He grounded the second in the second. The 2-2 going the opposite way. Line drive left field. Duzenik heading toward the foul line. Catches it right in front of the Jackie Robinson number to end the inning. But a home run by Elliot Ramos, his 8th of the year, gives the River Cats a 3-0 lead. We're done with 4 here at Sutter Health Park.
Like most backseat drivers, I'm all about safety. Dad, pothole.
Got it.
So Les Schwab Tires makes my job easy. With services like brakes, steering, and alignment, those cheap tire centers just throw on tires, and that's it. Now, I'm not telling people how to do their job. Linger. I'm just glad Les Schwab takes safety as seriously as me.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Les Schwab Tires. Celebrating 70 years of doing the right thing.
It's in park, right?
Take me out to Cash Creek Casino Resort. Take me out with the fun crowd. Let's head to the tables, chips in a stack. I don't care if we ever get back. We'll root, root, root for a winning hand. Then dine and dance the night away. For a Cash Creek Casino Resort, this is your time to come out and play. Cash in at Cash Creek Casino Resort, proud partner of our Sacramento Rivercats.
The Sacramento County Probation Department has foster youth in our care that need safe and supportive homes within our community that are willing to commit to the well-being of a foster youth. Monthly support services, including financial support, are provided to our resource families to support them as they open their homes to youth in foster care. Please support the Sacramento County Probation Department in supporting positive change by becoming a resource parent today. Go to fosteryouth.net for additional information.
Higher education wasn't built for me.
It didn't care that I was juggling work and school.
Didn't care that my kid's dance recital fell on test day.
It's their deadlines, and if you can't hit those, you're out of luck.
At WGU, we hear you. That's why we've built an entire online university around you. Here, you set the deadlines, you take courses on your time, and you take the tests when you're ready. WGU, the nonprofit university of you. Learn more at wgu.edu.
Take the Capital Corridor train from Sacramento to San Francisco and San Jose. Visit RideCCRail.com for the latest deals and schedules. Or you can go the other way like I do, and I ride Capital Corridor to Rivercats games. Pitch is low as Dixon for the Aces, I should say, as we start the top of the 5th inning. Jose Herrera, the DH, takes the ball. It's 1-1. Herrera hitting 280 on the year. Hong takes that breaking pitch, but missed it outside for ball two. That one, a real major league changeup there. That was 71 miles an hour. That's taking something off there. The 2-1. Ground ball going to his left. The shortstop Machado on the second base side roams over and throws out Herrera, 6-3. A lot of talk about banning the shifts and everything else, and to me, part of me says that you know, how about we work on guys, you know, hitting the opposite way? Just a thought. Jake Hager, first baseman for Reno. It's a real home league here in the PCL. Starting play tonight, the only team above 500 on the road are the Reno Aces. Hogs 1-0, swinging and a miss, 1-1. And they're 13 over. They're 37-24. El Paso is second best, dead even starting play tonight at 32-32. Fastball chopped it to the third base side. Good grab by Proctor. Straighten and fires over the first base. And some good footwork there by Mercedes to dance around the throw, get his foot on the bag, and there's two down. Mercedes had to come off just a step, but had just that dancer's footwork, if you will, that got him able to reach back with that left foot to tag the bag. Low and away to start Camden Duzenek. Product of Melissa Texas, PCL Player of the Week, ending 8 in August 22. 8-22, if you will. Pick number 262 in the draft of 2017. Ninth round pick. Ahead 2-0 is Hong. With the pitch. Foul back to the screen, 2-1. The infielder, actually, the infield outfield guy, and he actually had an inning on the mound this year. Fouls went back on the first base side. It was back on July 27th against Salt Lake. Threw an inning. Did not allow a hit. Didn't walk anybody. Didn't strike anybody out, but he got three outs. Here's the 2-2 with two down in the fifth. A defensive swing fouled it to the screen, right field side. So the count will hold dead even.
You spend about a third of your life sleeping, so you really owe it to yourself to improve your sleeping environment with a new mattress. R.C. Willey's experts will help you find the right mattress to help you get the sleep you need. Plus, top brands are in stock for immediate delivery. Visit R.C. Willey today and put an end to your sleepless nights.
Foster, back in November. Marte coming in. He's got three saves on the year, 1-1. 3.57 ERA, Marte. 6'1", 200 pounds, 27 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Facing Corbin Carroll, hitting from the left side. Started the night hitting 294, but the center fielder has grounded to second and has walked. Marte gets ahead with the strike in the 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Weijie Hong with a five-inning start, only two hits. Bowden went to Miller with one. Only two hits tonight allowed by Sacramento pitching. The 0-2 to Carroll. Breaking pitch over, called strike three. Carroll knew it all the way. He was walking back to the dugout before Jimenez could get that right arm extended. Rivercats have gotten ahead all night long on Aces batters. That's the eighth strikeout for River Cats pitching. Over for a strike, getting ahead on Wilmer Defoe, the switch hitting shortstop. 0 for 2 with a walk. High with a glove hand. The ball bounced over on the right-hander's delivery. Grabbed by the shortstop Machado over to Mercedes, and now Reno down to their last out. What an encouraging night for what has not been the best of summers for Sacramento, but when you run in 90 players, that's hard in any situation at any level to win with. But maybe as they head into the last month of the season, they can build out performances like tonight. Again, high in the air of the hands by Marte, and a breaking pitch swung on and missed by Dominic Canzone. A strikeout, a ground out, and a line out to center. Marte, hands go back, they go up high in the air. Chest high, he rocks, stops, kicks, and throws, and it's outside. One ball and one strike. River Cats with an emotional win last night, and maybe building that on here with a great, solid evening. Fouled away at the plate. And now Reno down to their last strike. A ball and two strikes, two down here in the ninth. Marte has the sign, the set, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, the ball game is over. River Cats pitching has retired a total of 18 of the last 19 batters. After a walk in the fourth inning to Defoe, the only other base runner was Buddy Kennedy with a walk in the seventh, and the River Cats come away with a dominating win tonight. The final 6-0 totals and scores when we come back. River Cats with a nice win here at Sutter Health Park on fireworks night. What a great night all the way around. And you heard it here, rivercats.com.
Hi, Johnny Dosco here. You know how much powerful technology it takes to bring the Sacramento River Cats game to life? That's why we partner with Consolidated Communications, our official broadband provider for the River Cats. Consolidated brings us blazing fast fiber internet that never fails, so we can connect to the cloud, stream video, power voice systems, and deliver Wi-Fi to 14,000 fans in our stadium all at once. Ready to power up your business? Call 844-YOUR-CCI or go to consolidated.com.
Take me out to cash.
See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
So how did you sleep last night? Did you toss and turn? Were you wide awake at 3 a.m.? When your alarm went off, were you still exhausted? If you yawn all day, your mattress may be to blame.
A double by Vossler was 2-0 after one. The hits for Reno, a single in the second by Maroglio. He was taken off the bases on a line-out double play. And then a base hit by Jake Hager to lead off the third. And after that, only two walks the rest of the way. River Cats leading 2-0 into the fourth. Elliot Ramos hammered one to right field for his eighth home run of the year, and it was 3-0. And then Krizan in the fifth after a walk to Machado and a single to Dean, the number two hitter, and the River Cats owner homered to make it a 6-0 lead, and the River Cats pitching just cruised after that. By the way, a reminder that SMUD is a sustainability circle partner of the Sacramento River Cats. So a great night. The totals tonight, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Sacramento, 0-2-1 for Reno. Now, the attendance tonight, 9,188. That's 9,188. They're still here. They're waiting for fireworks. Length of the game, 2 hours and 11 minutes. Hong gets the win, 1-2. Jamison the loss. He's 5-10 on the year for the Aces. And Amazon is also a sustainability circle partner of the Sacramento River Cats. We'll tell you about tomorrow for the River Cats and the Aces as they wrap up the series here at Sutter Health Park. But quickly, a look at the scores in the Pacific Coast League. Las Vegas leading 8-3. They're at the bottom of the fifth at home, and they lead Sugarland. Vegas looking to even up their record at 61-all. Oklahoma City, first team in the PCL to get the 70 wins this year. They beat El Paso 9-8. Tacoma 10 and Salt Lake 4 in Salt Lake. 13 hits tonight for the Rainiers. Salt Lake falls to 57-65. Round Rock 18 and Albuquerque 7. And then Sacramento, of course, with the win here tonight by count of 6-0. Don't forget, you can take the Capital Quarter train from Sacramento to San Francisco and San Jose. Ride ccrail.com for the latest deals and schedules. River Cats will win tonight. They wrap up the series tomorrow before heading to Tacoma. A 105 start could be a great day to come out to the ballpark. It's going to be a beautiful day here in Sacramento. 105 with the first pitch with Johnny Dosco. Ronnie Williams is the probable starter for the River Cats. Corbin Martin, who's won 6 and lost 6, the probable starter for the Aces. As you can hear, fireworks are in the air here at Sutter Health Park. My name is Tim Roy. I'm the voice of the Golden State Warriors. Thanks for letting me fill in for you and Johnny Dosco. Again, the final, the Sacramento River Cats 6 and the Reno Aces 0.
Listening to Sacramento River Cats Baseball, brought to you by Sutter Health, Cash Creek, and Pepsi. Tune in next time for more Sacramento River Cats Baseball with Johnny Dosco.